Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 203. This is the Longevity Plan, 7 reasons why chili peppers make you live longer. New research reports that people who eat red hot chili peppers live 13% longer. Will chili peppers actually make you live longer? In this podcast, I'm going to review the studies and share 7 reasons why there may be truth that chili peppers make you live longer. The Scoville Scale. At the young age of 19, I was suddenly introduced to the upper end of the Scoville Scale. By way of background, the Scoville Scale was created in 1912 by American pharmacist Wilbur Scoville. To create this scale, Dr. Scoville measured the subjective heat units of peppers. While not a perfect test, the Scoville Scale is the best way we have of measuring how hot a pepper is. Getting back to my story, I was invited over for dinner by the Lau family. At the time, I was living in New York City, and the Lau family had just immigrated to the U.S. from Thailand. I was looking forward to this meal, as I had never experienced real Thai food before. As soon as I walked in the door, the smell of Thai food made my mouth water in anticipation. However, with the first bite, it wasn't my mouth, but rather my eyes that were watering. I had never eaten something so hot before in my life. Little did I know at that time, but Thai peppers score 50,000 to 100,000 Scoville heat units. To put that in perspective, that's about 23 times hotter on the Scoville scale than the jalapeno pepper. Needless to say, with a lot of rice and a lot of water, I did my best to get through the meal. As hard as I tried to be a grateful guest, I suspect it was pretty obvious that I was struggling. Stomach ulcers and spicy foods. As I was doing my best to eat the authentic Thai food at the Lau family, I remember wondering if I was going to get a stomach ulcer because of how hot it was. This is because doctors in the 1980s still believed that spicy foods caused ulcers. Fortunately, this myth has been largely debunked. Medical studies now consistently show that hot peppers actually prevent and heal ulcers. Even though your ulcer pain might be worse after eating hot peppers, the peppers are actually helping the ulcer to heal faster. Chinese and American hot pepper studies. In 2015, the world was shocked to learn that in a large study of 480,375 people living in China, those people eating hot peppers almost every day lived 14% longer than those who rarely ate chili peppers. As reported in the British Medical Journal, the cause for this marked mortality reduction was largely due to less heart deaths, less cancer deaths, less lung deaths. As my blog readers are well aware that medical studies are often contradictory, you need to see multiple studies all come to the same conclusion before results can really be accepted. To confirm the results of this large Chinese study, a new study on hot peppers in the U.S. was just published. In this American Red Hot Chili Pepper study, researchers from the University of Vermont Medical College closely followed 16,179 people for 19 years. Over this 19-year period of time, researchers noted that 4,946 people had passed away. So a lot of people had passed away in that almost 20-year period of time. However, those eating the most hot peppers lived 13% longer. So that's kind of right in line with that Chinese study, which showed that red hot chili pepper eaters lived 14% longer. What was really remarkable about this American study was that those eating the most chili peppers were also the same people who were most likely to smoke, drink, and eat excessive amounts of meat. Thus, even though their vices, the smoking, the drinking, and the meat-heavy diet, would have predicted an early death, somehow the chili peppers may have extended their lives. 7 reasons why chili peppers make you live longer. How do you explain why studies consistently show that chili peppers are associated with a longer lifespan? Here are my 7 best reasons why chili peppers make you live longer. Number 1, less inflammation. As I discussed in podcast 197, keeping inflammation levels as low as possible was the secret to a recent study showing how you could live to the age of 110. The active compound in chili peppers, that's capsaicin, is a powerful anti-inflammatory agent. Number 2, less heart disease. For decades now, it has been observed that people eating chili peppers are less likely to get blood clots. This effect is largely due to decreased platelet clumping in your blood. Indeed, this effect alone may explain why chili pepper eaters are 18% less likely to suffer from a heart attack. Number three, less cholesterol plaque. Cholesterol is totally harmless until it is oxidized in your arteries. This is why there's so much confusion about cholesterol on the internet. Traditional medicine is focused on reducing all cholesterol. This strategy has worked because if there's less cholesterol circulating around, then there's also less of it that can be oxidized into a cholesterol heart plaque. However, an equally effective approach is to live in a way so that the cholesterol is never oxidized into the plaque at all. With this in mind, chili peppers may help. And also, a healthy lifestyle prevents cholesterol from getting oxidized. Indeed, studies show that chili peppers prevent oxidation of cholesterol in your arteries. If cholesterol is never oxidized, then heart plaques never form. And if hearts are free of plaque, then heart disease doesn't occur and people live a lot longer. Number four, lose weight. If you want to boost your metabolism, eat more peppers. Not only is your mouth on fire with chili peppers, but actually studies show that your whole body increases in temperature as well. Having that higher body temperature burns more calories, and so that helps to explain why red hot chili peppers boost metabolism and burn more calories. Number five, less cancer. Capsaicin has long been recognized for its powerful anti-cancer effects. Indeed, if you put cancer cells next to capsaicin, the cancer cells don't stand a chance. Perhaps this helps to explain why the large Chinese study showed 8% less cancer deaths in those people eating the most red hot chili peppers. Number six, less diabetes. Studies show that people eating the most chili peppers have the best glucose control. Whether this is due to the beneficial effects of chili peppers on gut health or other reasons, regardless, chili pepper eaters have been observed to have a much lower risk of diabetes. Number seven, lowers blood pressure. As fully 90% of Americans will face high blood pressure by age 55, anything you can do to naturally lower blood pressure will help you live longer. To achieve this goal, chili peppers may help. Studies show that capsaicin lowers blood pressure. While this blood pressure lowering effect probably isn't enough alone to get you off of blood pressure medications, it can sure help. Take home message. The key message of this new American red hot chili pepper study is that most of us probably need to eat a lot more peppers. I know I fall into that camp. With each passing year, more and more studies are confirming that chili peppers really are a new superfood. While I've come a long way since my first introduction to chili peppers at age 19, I still don't eat enough of them. After carefully reviewing this American red hot chili pepper study, I'm going to redouble my efforts. Personally, I find it much easier to add dried chili peppers to stir-fried dishes, soups, or chilies than to cut up fresh chili peppers. Fortunately, there doesn't appear to be a health difference when comparing fresh versus dried chili peppers. So, question, how do you eat chili peppers? Do you eat them every day? I'd love to hear your thoughts, experiences, and questions. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 203. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. There you'll see the comments section. Leave your questions, leave your comments, leave your questions, and I'll do my best to answer any questions. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, now's the time. There's a lot of information there you're not going to find on this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.